Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. I'm Anthony Davis. This is Explained from 5-Minute News. The disgraced former president, Donald Trump, is increasingly detached from reality. Here in a Newsmax TV interview, the reporter asks him a very simple and straightforward question. Are you ever lonely?
Are you ever lonely?
So I was, over the years, I love history, I study history. And I was always told that Andrew Jackson, as a president, was treated the absolute worst. He was just really lambasted.
And Donald Trump's response is not a simple yes or no, but a complete tangent to talk about the fact that he loves history and he studies history. And then goes on to say that he was told that Andrew Jackson was the most troubled president because of how badly he was treated. Not answering the question, not even confirming his own statement that he loves history and he reads history, because then he says that he was told that Andrew Jackson was treated badly.
And I heard Abraham Lincoln was second, but he was in a thing called the Civil War, so you can understand that. But Andrew Jackson was really, really treated badly. In fact, his wife died during the process. I mean, a lot of people say she died because of the way they were treated. I mean, she was heartbroken and broken in so many other ways.
Well, yes, she was broken in other ways because she had tuberculosis. Rachel Donaldson Roberts Jackson. She was married to Andrew Jackson, but she died of tuberculosis 2 years before his inauguration as president in 1829. So she didn't die as a result of how badly Andrew Jackson was treated when he was president, because she wasn't alive. And instead, the duties of First Lady fell to Andrew Jackson's niece, Emily Donaldson. This is the point that I want to make here today, and that is that Donald Trump is not just detached from reality, but he is a liar. And as you know, the Washington Post recorded Donald Trump's 30,000 plus lies during his time in office. They were all catalogued. The inventory is available for you to look at online. The guy cannot tell the truth. He is a serial liar, and he is also somebody with a personality disorder that can't answer a simple question about whether or not it's lonely at the top.
And I heard that for years, and I look now, even last night I was saying it, I said, I don't care, Andrew Jackson or anybody else, nobody has, when you think of the fake things, nobody's been treated like Trump in terms of badly.
Nobody has been treated like Trump in terms of badly. Not only is he a serial liar and a misogynist and a racist, but he also cannot speak English. He's reversing sentences, he's putting the beginning bit, the end of the sentence, and then, of course, he's referring to himself in the third person. In terms of Trump, he says. He is Trump, and he's sitting right there. So he cannot even refer to himself as himself. Just think about how stupid you need to be to find yourself in this word salad, both as a former president and as a future presidential candidate. The man is so flawed, and sadly, the media just is continuing to treat him like a regular candidate. This is not a regular election. This is between democracy and dictatorship. Donald Trump, who doesn't know what he's saying, doesn't know what he's doing, confuses Nancy Pelosi with Nikki Haley multiple times and doesn't correct himself. We're talking about somebody who is not just mentally compromised in terms of dementia, the fact that his ability to remember and the way that he confuses things and in fact replaces things. It's not even confusion. He is convinced that Barack Obama is the president. Then he backtracks to say, oh, well, it was satire. Well, Donald Trump is not capable of satire when he can't even put himself in the first person. And so here we are. You know, we are facing an existential crisis, but also a constitutional crisis, because this man is a moron and a liar. And aside from all of these legal cases against him, stealing classified documents, paying off a porn star, and not to mention attempting to overturn the results of the 2020 election, these are not small crimes. You could argue these are the most serious crimes in American legal and political history. And so Newsmax, you'll see the reporter's face just humoring him, doing this, as if to say, I am on his side because I am a far-right, right-wing news channel, and yet I cannot believe what I'm hearing. That's what I was getting from the reporter, who can't correct him, who can't interrupt him, has to just allow these lies and this weird use of language to be broadcast on camera.
Russia, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Everything was a scam. And it literally starts the new one. As you win one, you start the other. Impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. All hoaxes and scams.
Russia, 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 he claims, is a scam. Well, of course, now we are getting more evidence about Trump's collusion and involvement with Russia, now working as a surrogate for Vladimir Putin. And Ukraine, 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 he says. Well, we also know that Donald Trump, if he was to win the election, would hand Ukraine to Vladimir Putin, no questions asked. So, you know, he can create these phrases and deny it as much as he likes, but he is the very embodiment of these criminal events. And we are seeing it with our own eyes. And no matter how much he tries to deny it, it is absolutely clear, because he is up in front of a judge and grand juries for these very crimes.
Nobody has, when you think of the fake things, nobody's been treated like Trump in terms of badly.
And finally, when he says nobody has been treated like Trump, no other president has tried to overturn the results of the election. No other president has stolen classified documents and compromised national security and broken the Espionage Act. No other president has paid off an adult entertainment star so that it, you know, to hide the fact that he was having an affair with her whilst his wife and newborn were still in the picture. I mean, these are insane, high-level misdemeanors. And Donald Trump claims no other president has been treated this badly. Well, let me say to you, Mr. Trump, that no other president would dare behave the way that you behave. No other president has ever lied as many times as you lie.
Over the years, I love history. I study history.
I'm Anthony Davis. You can hear me on the 5-Minute News podcast, on Wednesdays co-hosting Uncovered, and on Sunday on The Weekend Show with Midas Touch.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Kearns, and I host the Anglo-Saxon England podcast, where I cover the history and culture of England from the departure of the Romans in the 5th century to the Norman conquest in 1066. So far, we've surveyed the collapse of Roman rule in Britain, the migration of the Anglo-Saxons, and the history of Northumbria from its beginnings in the mists of legend to its destruction at the hands of Viking raiders in the 9th century. I hope you'll come and give it a go.